episode 295, Spooktacular Splurge.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Halloween! I'm sorry, I just had to do that. Happy day, ladies! How are you? I don't know what it is, but you know, here in the U.S., we celebrate Halloween almost as if it's a holiday. Now, me personally, I gotta tell you, I do not celebrate Halloween. We do the trick-or-treating where we go around door-to-door and we pass out candy as people come in and they say trick-or-treat. So I don't know what you guys do around the world, but I would love to hear those who do celebrate Halloween. Are we just strange over here in the U.S.? I know you're saying we're just strange, but today we're going to kind of talk about Spooktacular Splurge, and it's going to be in regards to, yes, Halloween a little bit, but you can apply this to anything within your nutrition and what you're feeding yourself. So even if you're not into Halloween, listen up. For those of you who are like, who's this crazy woman? It's Christiane. Hello. Welcome to the family. I'm so glad you're here. I'm excited that we can chat. Come on in because you know what? This is my day off. Oh, wait, I never take a day off. I just love talking to you all the time. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to chat. If you want to have more information about all that we do here at Create Your Now, you can head on over to our website at createyournow.com. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and feel free to go on over. And we do have a Facebook page that is private, and you can request to join. It's facebook.com/groups/createyournowpodcast. So you can go check it out there and see if you want to request. And it's just quiet. It's just a few of us. And yes, it does expose you, meaning, yes, we know who you are, but it is such a warm and loving community. Okay, are you ready to have a spooktacular splurge? How many questions, or I should actually say, how many times have I been asked the question, do you have a cheat meal? Do you ever find yourself where you're just eating and you can't stop, or you're really on a quote-unquote diet, you're on this nutrition plan, but they've said, oh, you can have one cheat meal a week or two cheat meals a week, and, you know, if you want, you can even do like 2 to 3 hour span. Okay, all sounds spooky to me. Why? Because think about this. Your body is precious. Your body is only something that you understand. Even I don't understand your body because you are so unique. So there's just some general rules that we go by when it comes to nutrition. The biggest rule is this. Yeah, I'm just going to hit it off at the very top for you. Why? Because why sit here and belabor the points? Because you've got work to do, right? And you want to know the secret sauce, right? Okay, the secret sauce is this. If God made it, you can eat it. Yes, that means if you enjoy Halloween, you can't have candy. No, I'm not saying that, but yes, I am. Okay? The spooktacular splurge is this. You give yourself the opportunity to indulge, to splurge a little bit, but you don't go overboard. Because when you go overboard, what happens? Yeah, your body becomes a bit spooky. You lose, and you know, when you go to the bathroom, you drop a few friends off or some extras at the pool, if you know what I mean. Your bowels don't become the same. The color changes. I mean, everything. Just think about it. For those of you who've ever bought a store-bought cake with colored icing, like red or blue, and if you're a first-time mom and you haven't celebrated that first birthday on your child, oh yeah, the poo is going to change color when you allow them to have food coloring in their system. Why? Because it's what our body does. So I'm not going to tell you that you can't have candy, but I am going to tell you that you have to be careful. Ultimately, you need to eat it in this way. If God made it, you could have it. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like a spooky, spectacular splurge to you, does it? No, it's not necessarily fun by any means, but it's going to allow you to live, we pray, a longer, more healthier and vibrant life. Now, if you say, but I want to have my candy and my cake too. Can I? Yes, you can. The thing is that you don't want to have it, what, every single night, every single day? I know for me, it's very easy. The kids bring home treats. When it's Halloween, I buy bagfuls of candy and they sit there. And oh, are they tempting? They are so tempting. But what does it really do? It doesn't do anything for your body. But add what? Spooky stuff to it. It just kind of, you know, I mean, think about it. Have you ever set a candy bar in a glass of water? No, I'm serious. Do this. Set just a little piece of it and set it in water and look how long it takes to dissolve. What do you think it's doing to your insides? What do you think it's, you know, all this acid stuff that's trying to break things down in your digestive system? And it can't even do it with good old-fashioned water. We got to be careful about what we put into our bodies or you're going to have a spectacular splurge. It's going to be on the way out. Yeah, it's not fun. Okay. Now, obviously, you want to have fun in life, right? Of course you do. And it's okay. It's just that don't eat the whole bag of candy. If you want, you know, Halloween is like now. This is, I'm actually recording this. It will release on October 31st, 2015. So if you are, you know, listening to this another time, you understand where we're coming from. But allow yourself, this is actually on a Saturday. It's being released on a Saturday. So allow yourself the weekend to indulge and to splurge on some spectacular candy or some special treats that you don't normally have. But know and set a date that, oh, come Monday, those are either thrown away, they're put away, where you don't have general access to them, because what happens is you just continue that. It's so easy to get back on that train of just getting into the junk stuff. And you don't want to live on that spectacular splurge for the rest of your life because it's going to shorten it. Yeah. And you're going to be a ghost. No pun intended. Okay, so I feel like I need to have these weird, you know, sound effects behind me, but I can't do that except but laugh at myself, because I know when I listen back to this, I'm going to be like, really, really? This is what you sounded like? This is what you said? Anyway, it's a lot of fun. So when you decide that you want candy, you want to have treats, it doesn't have to be even on Halloween. Allow yourself to have it. If you're celebrating a birthday, which we are today actually celebrating my number four's son's birthday, he is turning the sweet 13, if there is such a thing. And so we're excited for him to be that age. It's exciting because he's getting old. You know, he's hit the teens. But we're having a birthday. Now, the crazy thing is he's not really into sweets. He enjoys one processed sweet, and then he likes ice cream. But his favorite thing of all time is spaghetti. So I kind of do a spaghetti cake for him. I know it sounds crazy, but we don't make a cake for him. I just put candles in his spaghetti, and we sing happy birthday, and that's what he loves. So that's what we do. You can be creative like that. The thing is you don't want to continue to do it over and over and over again every single day, day in and day out, because what happens is the spectacular splurge will become what? You're going to get to be the Michelin tire man or woman. And you're going to get some extra rolls that you don't want to have. Those extra rolls aren't necessarily bad fat, but it's not fat that's going to lengthen your lifespan, right? And you want to live a healthy, vibrant, joyous life. And you don't want to be in the ghost town quite yet, okay? Oh, I don't know. I hope this is making some sense to you, but I know it's so easy that, especially when we're staying at home and we don't have, we have, you know, the holidays are approaching us. So it's not just about Halloween. Halloween's not kind of like the kickoff of sweet treats. It's just the, here we go. And then comes Thanksgiving with all the pies and the pumpkin. I mean, pumpkin's great for you, but can you overeat on anything? Oh, yes, you can. You can overeat on fruit. Believe it or not, you can. You can have too much sugar by just eating fruit, okay? But again, it's your body type. So you have to figure out what you can handle. But I would plead with you and say, look, you need to set a time limit on when you're going to allow yourself to have the spectacular splurge. That is going to set you up for success. Set a time limit. That's it. Yeah, I've made note of that, okay? Set a time limit. Tell yourself, I'm going to get either today or I'm going to get the weekend and then I'm back on. Because if not, it's going to be real easy to continue that. And then New Year's is going to hit and you're going to think you wanted to be losing weight and you've actually gained 10 to 15 pounds. And that's usually what happens between now and Christmas, is a lot of people put on 10 to 15 pounds. Kind of crazy, right? It is. But it happens. So let's not do that. We want to put on 10 to 15 pounds of what? Muscle instead. So be very careful on your spooktacular splurge. Or it will come to haunt you later. It will indeed. So set a time limit on that. You can enjoy it. And you know, along that line, when you set a time limit, you need to stick to it, number one, okay? Stick to that time limit. It's very important. And then after you stick to it, you need to make sure that not only are you sticking to it, but you're back on your routine. So you stick to the time limit, you get back on routine. Whatever that routine is, if you're a runner, if you're a walker, wherever you're going, make sure you get back on it, because it is easy. And hey, you're talking to someone here that loves sugar. I do. I love it, but it hates me. But I so love the taste of it. Good, bad, and ugly. I love it all. Dark chocolate, white chocolate, cakes. I mean, you know, the danishes, the sweet. I love it all. Ice cream. We could go on and on and on. Cinnamon rolls. Oh my goodness gracious. Cookies. Oh, yes. Can you send some over right now? I need to like snap my fingers and have someone come and give me that. But you want to make sure you set the time limit, stick to it. And then what? Get back on routine. You got to get back on routine. All right. Because that's the only way that you're not going to end up in the ghost town. All right. I want you to have fun in life and I want you to enjoy it. And you know, when you go on vacation, you can do the same thing. You're not going to hurt yourself over 2 or 3 days, but when it becomes 2 to 3 weeks, that's when the spooktacular splurge begins to haunt you. And that's not good. And it sets you up for disaster along the way. So go out and make it an amazing trick-or-treat Halloween day and night. Be safe. And most importantly, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.